Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Poas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Malzone moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is hit by the pitch. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball towards right. Stevens catches it and throws to first to double up Poas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Kell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Miranda moves to second. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Mock moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brewer for the out. Mock moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Poas strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Poas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Don Ferrari's now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Poas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Kell reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Bob Hale pinch hits for Don Ferrari's. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Poas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive towards the mound. Brewer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miranda hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Poas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyd tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Poas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ike DeLock now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Poas moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing third base. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Johnson now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Willy Miranda. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.